Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. I love this verse in 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. It says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." We are to be soldiers in Christ's army. We can follow Him into battle, and He will give us the victory. There's no losing when you're on Jesus' side. It may appear that someone lost, but in the end, Jesus will make all things right. There may even be times of hardship, but we can overcome through Jesus. Boys and girls, we are wrapping up this week's lesson, aren't we? Yeah, it's been kind of a sad one because we're following the journey of Paul as he's headed toward Jerusalem, saying goodbye to all the different churches along the way. He knew that as he was headed for Jerusalem, trouble was ahead. Trouble was coming. But was Paul afraid? No. His friends were begging him not to go to Jerusalem. And you know what? He felt sorry for them. We're going to continue learning about what he believed and who he trusted in. But first, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your care. Thank you for your Spirit, that you've promised that you will put your Spirit within us. Please do that today. In Jesus' name, amen. As Paul's friends begged him not to go to Jerusalem, he felt sorry for them. He knew that they loved him, but he didn't let them change his mind. He had already suffered much for Jesus, and now he said that he was willing to become a prisoner at Jerusalem, or even die there for Jesus. Look at Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Paul was not afraid. Look at Acts chapter 21, verse 13.
Then Paul answered, "What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus."
Wow, what was Paul ready to do? He was ready for what? He said, "I am ready not only to be bound, but also to what? To die at Jerusalem." Now, was it just he was ready to die, or was it because of Jesus? It was for Jesus. He was willing to die for Jesus, just like Jesus had died for him. But Paul's friends kept begging him to change your mind, change your mind. They didn't want him to go where terrible things might happen to him. He was such a powerful leader, an amazing evangelist. They thought that they needed him. But Paul didn't even think of changing his mind. He had never forgotten what Jesus had done for him, and he was glad to do anything for Jesus, even if it meant dying for him. But you know what? Paul was still really sad, because most of the people of his own nation were still like he had been before he became a Christian. They didn't like Christians. They wanted to stop Paul's preaching about Christ. For many years, they had told terrible things about him that were not true. And even some of the Christian leaders in Jerusalem had believed part of what Paul's enemies had said about him. Do you think that's a good reason to be sad? If you knew that your family members were not choosing Jesus, but you were, would that make you sad? It would make me sad. At last, Paul's friends gave up trying to keep him from going to Jerusalem. So they packed their things and got ready to leave Caesarea. Some other friends joined them, and they all walked the 64 miles to Jerusalem. Look at verses 14, 15, and 16. Acts chapter 21, verse 14, 15, and 16.
So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And after those days, we packed and went up to Jerusalem, also some of the disciples from Caesarea with us, and brought with them a certain Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge.
So there they are. They're all going to Jerusalem. I don't think the believers were very excited. I don't think this was like a joyful return. I think this was probably more along the lines of sadness, trying to spend every spare moment they could with Paul, hear his last words, because they didn't know what would happen, but they knew it wouldn't be good. If you had been Paul, what would you have been thinking about as you finally went through those gates of Jerusalem? I think he was claiming Bible texts. There's a verse in Isaiah 41, verse 13. We read Isaiah 41, 10 last time. But today, look at Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. It says, "For I, the Lord, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." Boys and girls, Jesus is the one who gives us peace. Jesus is the one who helps us through every single tribulation, through every problem, through every trial, through the good times, through the bad times. Jesus is the one who says, "Fear not, I will help you." When my boys are on a hike with me, sometimes one of them might fall down and skin their knee or get hurt a little bit, or sometimes they're tired. When they are, I hold out my hand and they take it, and we walk along together hand in hand. I think of that like Jesus. He holds out his hand to us and says, "I will help you. Fear not. I will hold your right hand." Jesus wants to hold your hand today, boys and girls. Are we going to take his hand? I want to. How about you? Lord, help us to rely on you. Help us to take your hand. Help us to not be afraid, but that we will trust that you will help us. Come into our hearts. Go with us today, holding our hand. In Jesus' name, amen. It's our last day for the memory verse, Psalm 46:1. God is our what? Refuge and strength. You're right. A very present help in trouble.
Psalm 46:1.
God is our refuge. Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.